This is Earth and Sky. It's been speculated that U.S. President Abraham Lincoln suffered from Marfan syndrome more than a century ago. This genetic disorder can lead to heart failure.
In the 1990s, the gene responsible for Marfan was identified. Scientists proposed testing samples of Lincoln's blood to see if he had the disease, but researchers decided to hold off. Dr. Reed Peretz at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine explains why.
It's not so much a matter of the technology. Either the DNA can be extracted or it can't, and the ability to analyze the gene is as good today as it's likely to be in the next few years. The problem is interpreting a change that might be found in Lincoln's DNA.
That's because there can be hundreds of mutations in the Marfan gene. A person might have several and still not have Marfan. So finding a change in Lincoln's Marfan gene wouldn't tell if he had the disease. What's needed is a comparison of the genes of Marfan sufferers and non-sufferers. That's expensive. And that's why Peretz is first trying to identify Marfan sufferers most at risk for a heart attack.
When he's compiled enough data, he'll look for common mutations, possibly to solve the mystery of whether Lincoln had Marfan disease. Special thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.